Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Many of us are sitting at home right now to make our community safer as we weather this pandemic. It's an opportunity to reflect on our civic duties, what that means to us, and our personal responsibilities to the people around us. A new project by Kevin Miyazaki and Mary Louise Schumacher is asking and answering these same questions through intimate portraiture and interviews of people who call Milwaukee home. Miyazaki is a local photographer and Schumacher is a journalist. They've combined their unique skill sets to create short videos, combining these portraits with audio from the interviews. Their project is aptly titled, This is Milwaukee. And one of the best parts of it? You can view it all online. Miyazaki and Schumacher joined me in studio before the governor's stay-at-home order. Kevin, Mary Louise, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
You're so welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So what inspired you to start this project?
Well, in some ways, the This is Milwaukee project is really an outgrowth of a practice that Kevin has been doing for many years as an artist. So Kevin and I have known each other for a while. And for about 10 years or so, he has been making collections of portraits of people from the Midwest, and especially from Wisconsin, and then bringing them together. So part of what this does is it sort of illustrates a community of people that's made up of people who are very different from each other, who are unique individuals. So, for example, I think this whole thing got started back when the Act 10 uprisings were happening in Madison, and the media was reporting on the protesters a lot. And there was this oversimplification that happened. And you'd turn on the news and you'd see a bunch of people drumming in the center of this crowd. And Kevin was really interested in what that crowd was made up of. So he put together this makeshift photo booth, drove to Madison, threw it up, and then pulled individuals out of that crowd. So a teacher from Appleton, parents from Shorewood, and made these individual portraits. And when you put them all back together, they tell you something about what that crowd is through those differences. He also did a project where he drove around the perimeter of Lake Michigan and just shot people who live and who work and exist for one reason or another kind of close to the water's edge, and then brought all of those portraits together for an exhibition at the Hegarty Museum of Art at Marquette and a book that was produced by the Wisconsin Historical Society. So, and there have been several other projects like this. And then what happened was that the DNC, it was announced that the DNC would come to Milwaukee. And Kevin's instinct was to do something more broadly on Milwaukeeans. And so he really kind of wanted to look at, you know, the way that he was sort of aware of the fact that Milwaukee would be in the spotlight and it would be interpreted and people would talk about what does Milwaukee mean at this time? What can Milwaukee contribute to the national conversation about politics? And so do you want to take it from there?
Sure. But those are really just portraits of people, right? I mean, I was hoping to show Milwaukee as a diverse place with a variety of people, again, to the sort of the outside eyes that would be looking at Milwaukee leading up to the DNC. But I needed more content there, right? And Mary Louise was a longtime writer at the Journal Sentinel, was there for 18 years, and had recently finished a Nieman Fellowship for Journalists at Harvard University. And so I asked Mary Louise if she'd want to team up and talk to the people, and we could hear their voices, actually. So we created audio interviews to go along with the portraits, which are, when you see them, are quite compelling. The people are looking really directly at the camera, at the viewer, and you hear their voice in this sort of very intimate way. And the goal, again, was to, at the beginning, to show outsiders and people looking at Milwaukee who was here. But in the end, it's also, I think, a great thing for the people that actually live here to look at the citizens that they're are part of their own community.
And we did also frame it a little bit when we decided to add that content and kind of interview people, and we were thinking about what we would ask them. We decided to kind of focus the project a little bit on democracy and citizenship in particular. It just seems like a really good time in this moment of coarse political discourse, in this moment when there's this heightened attention on politics here in Milwaukee, to kind of have that conversation. And so we select people very specifically who embody the idea of citizenship. So there are people who are serving the public life of the city in some way. And we're really interested in finding not only, you know, the people who do that in extremely visible and obvious ways, kind of the usual suspects, of which there are many in our project, but also people who do that in quieter or more unexpected ways. So we want people to look at what we produce in the end and really come away thinking about what citizenship is. What is my relationship to that idea? How am I living that out in my life? I had a cup of coffee recently with a friend of mine who there was this young gentleman sitting next to us, and he was kind of fragile emotionally and psychologically, and a lot of people just didn't quite know how to engage with him. And my friend made the decision to engage with him and talk to him and listen to him. And when he was done, my friend was like, you know, is listening to a stranger in a coffee shop, is that citizenship? You know, and I think it was just, that's exactly the kind of thing we want people to ask, is to have this project kind of provoke those kinds of questions.
Yeah, what are the different questions you're exploring inside of this project? As you mentioned, citizenship is one of them, but also the ideas around democracy and what we believe democracy to be.
Yeah. Probably our core question is, what is democracy for you? And we really put the emphasis on the for you part. And what we're trying to get people to do is speak not only about, you know, kind of the textbook definition or an abstract idea, but to talk about, where does that idea of democracy come into your life story? How does that idea get expressed in your daily life? And what I can tell you is that the response to that question has been really moving and really surprising for us. People get emotional. It's obviously something that when you get personal with it, it just sort of brings all of that up to the surface. And I think there are, I would say it's safe to say, a lot of people that we've interviewed feel that democracy is a little bit at risk at the moment.
So who are some of the people who we meet in this project?
Well, it's a wide-ranging group. As Mary Louise said, people become emotional when they're speaking about democracy. And one person that comes to mind is Howard Liu, who's a local artist and arts activist in the city. And he was the first subject that we photographed and interviewed. And he had just recently become a naturalized citizen a few weeks before we photographed him. And the second person we photographed and interviewed was Mayor Barrett. So we kind of like to think of that as the whole scope of our subject. But Howard was really, when he talked about democracy, he talked about his father coming from China, being an immigrant, and then at some point deciding himself that he would become a citizen of the U.S. and how that was sort of fulfilling his and his father's sort of notion of democracy in this country.
Howard's dad had moved to a small town in Alabama where there were like 15 other Asian people and opened a Chinese restaurant and worked really, really hard his whole life. And what Howard said in his interview with us is he didn't really ever get the chance to live kind of the American dream, for want of a better term. And that's in some ways why it really had such meaning and resonance for Howard. Yeah. Do you want us to tell you about some other people in the project? We've interviewed almost 70 people now. And we are hoping to interview at least 100. We may go beyond that. We are trying to create a project in which as many people as possible will see something of themselves in this project. So we're going for... And we're not being too prescriptive about that, but we do want, you know, a certain geographic diversity, a certain racial ethnic diversity, a certain socioeconomic diversity. We want people to hear a few languages when they, you know, look at our content. We want people with varying political views. We want, you know, a really wide range of perspectives included in this project. So the subjects we have so far reflect a pretty, to the best of our ability, do reflect some diversity. I can give you a few more examples. I really loved meeting a young woman named Maria Cree Miles, who is known on her many social media platforms as the Black Emily Dickinson. And she's a young mother in Milwaukee who spends a lot of time with her kids and as a result has to reach the world through these other means. And she spends a lot of time holding up writers of color. She's a huge reader. She creates these wonderful photographs of these stacks of books that you really should follow on Instagram right now because they're all really good suggestions for reading. And then she'll read these books and share her insights. And so she sort of sees her mission as, and she would, I think, describe it as representational justice herself. She's putting writers of color kind of out into the world. There is a gentleman named Willie Weaver Bay, who was a veteran and an artist who kind of found his artistic voice while in federal prison for, I think, more than 30 years, and was put on a bus when he was released from prison and sent back to Milwaukee, where he was initially arrested, didn't know anyone in the world here, and ended up settling here. And his notions of democracy are really related to the suffering that he sees around him. The day that we met him, his garage had been broken into the day before, and he assumed it was kids in the neighborhood. And he had a lot of empathy, and he really wanted to live on the block, literally, that he decided to live on, and is really kind of taking care of people in the house next door and the house down the street in a really kind of tangible, everyday way, while also going into prisons and doing art classes and doing kind of more obvious things as well. So those are, I guess, a couple of examples of many.
How is this project being presented? How will people see it?
So the main aspect is a website that will have, as Mary Louise said, 100 or more people speaking about their thoughts on democracy in the city. We've started to post small little preview snippets on our Instagram feed, which give you sort of a taste for what the longer interviews will sound like. But we also have plans for a printed newspaper-style piece that will be distributed sort of widely throughout the city. We've commandeered a few old retro newspaper boxes that we're going to place in newspapers or publications within those, and those will be free in the public someplace in the city this summer. And we also have these sort of dreams of a video cube. We're talking with Josh Adams, who owns a company named Mindpool, about sort of a big LED cube that would sort of portray these great Milwaukeeans in a very monumental sort of scale, and that could be placed in public in the city, and you could hear people's voices and see their images. But we're working on that. It's It's a matter of maybe funding and trying to find out if that's possible. But we want the work to be seen as much as possible in the city and beyond.
It reminds me a bit of those fountains in Millennium Park.
Yes,
exactly.
Indeed.
And spitting out the water.
Yeah. We did a test one day at Mindpool, and we had Sharon Adams from Walnut Way on the screen. And she was literally, like, her head was taller than I was. And it really, when you make these portraits that Kevin makes, which are really very beautiful. Kevin has a way of making people sort of capable of just being who they are in front of his camera, which is not as easy as you might think. And the portraits are black and white, and they're very direct. And when you see that directness and you hear someone's voice, it's pretty powerful. But when you put that at the scale of 6 feet high, it's really powerful and monumental. And we love the idea of finding a way to get these kind of everyday voices at that monumental scale somewhere in public. So we'll see.
Kevin Miyazaki is a local photographer, and Mary Louise Schumacher is a journalist and critic. Their project is called This is Milwaukee and features interviews and photographs of Milwaukeeans, including many people who we have featured here on Lake Effect. The project can be seen on Instagram and at their website, thisismilwaukee.us. You can find more information at our website, wuwm.com. You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.